Yo, what's going on, everybody? We are back on the Rise Above Academy podcast. Man, I miss each and every one of you, and I'm extremely excited to be jumping back on. It's your boy, Mr. Rise Above, aka Brandon Polite, with more exciting information and stories to continue to bring the best out of ourselves day to day and also rise above. You know, we are right now going through the most tragic time in our economic history, and the coronavirus is stopping each and every one of us from truly living. My condolences go out to those who have family members who has passed away or those who have family members who are currently sick during these tough times. I truly shed you positivity and light that things will get better, and I pray that everybody heals during this process. Also, big shout out to the medical field workers. These guys are risking their lives daily and going out there and serving people who are terribly ill and have the risk of themselves getting terribly sick as well too. You know, this is a tough time for all of us, especially for those who are non-essential workers who have lost their jobs. You know, majority of us right now are out of the job. We must start looking at these things from a positive perspective. Let's switch our mindset from the negativity to positivity. With all the negative news that is out there, let's wipe this out and let's start fresh right now. Where we all have 24 hours in a day, and the times that we was working 9-to-5s, 18-hour shifts. Then we have to provide for our families, and we don't have enough time for ourselves, where now we can take full advantage and understand that we all now have the same 24 hours in a day. It all depends how we use this time. Now, what are the things that you put off to the side and said that you don't have enough time for, that you do have enough time for now? For like example, you can start any type of business that you currently want, whether it's nails, hair, whether you start reading a book, whether you start creating music, whether you start writing a book yourself, whether you start doing poetry. Like, there's so many options that are out there that can limit us and bring our true potentials out of ourselves. Like, everybody right now is at zero and all the ideas are at standstill. So come up with ideas that you can break out during this pandemic event. And I said this before, you know, we have all these ideas. Write them down, because no idea is a bad idea. The only way it becomes a bad idea if you do not use it or execute it. Don't be afraid of releasing any idea that you have stored inside that beautiful mind of yours, because you're so gifted and you're so unique, right? That you can offer some type of service to this world that can help others rise, and you can provide value to their lives. I believe in you. Now, with that being said, we must use all of this time to our fullest advantage. So that also means our health, right? Most of us can't even get to a gym. Knowing that now the gyms are closed, what can you do to utilize your health and make your health better? Making sure you're eating right. Making sure you're getting the proper amount of sleep, 6 to 8 hours. Making sure that you are drinking more than enough water to make your skin glow. Start drinking celery juices. Start really taking full advantage of your health, right? This is the time you can take effective control of your life right now. Don't let this time that we have all to ourselves go to waste, right? Let's start understanding our value. Let's start understanding our worth, right? These stimulus checks that are going out there are phenomenal. Yes, we can do this and we can start doing other things. But all in all, right, nobody is worth any type of money that this government is giving us. You are worth way more because you work way harder than what you offer during the times that you are there at work or not at work. Let's use this time to our fullest advantage and rise and really take our foot and step forth to controlling our future, right? If you build something that can plateau and be a breakaway, you don't have to go to work every morning hearing an annoying boss and don't have no compassion or empathy for human society. Right, we live in a world where they don't even envy or admire humanity anymore, which is sad. Terribly sad. you be the leader of the freedom that you currently want for yourself. Like, this right now is time for you to take control of your freedom. This is your freedom. Right, stay positive, continue to love others, spend time with the families and the friends that are closest to you, connect with them, heal, meditate, do yoga. All this stuff right here is making us a better person. So as I said before, and we got a lot of phrases and sayings, and here is my ideology when people say this. You know, millionaire comes out of crisis. Now, millionaire is not how much money you have in your pocket, how much money you have in your bank account. To me, a millionaire is a characteristic and an avatar. Right? What characteristics and personalities does most millionaires or some millionaires have, if we do know? And some of the information we can get by watching a lot of YouTube videos on interviews on guys who has, you know, acquired $1 million. Because it's the characteristic that is a millionaire. It's not how much money they have. The characteristics. So I believe that your characteristic can become that millionaire to come out of this crisis. And I believe you have the unique possibilities and gifts and skills to advance yourself and propel yourself to that next level of life that you currently want. Don't be the same person you once was when you step into the pandemic event, when you come out of this pandemic. Be somebody totally different. Who do you want to become is a question that I'm going to ask. What do you want to offer? What type of service do you want to offer? What type of value you want to give people when you come out of this whole situation right here? You have all the power, and I believe in each and every one of you. Let's take, like I said, effective control of our lives. Be in tune, because the Rise Above Academy podcast is back with more valuable information, enlightening tools, and stories that you can do to rise above your daily lives and take effective control and live prosperous. You deserve it. I love each and every one of you for attending, to listening to this Rise Above Academy podcast. Share it to those who need inspiration and positivity during their hard times and their desperate measures as well too, because together we all rise. I'm behind you every step of the way. So with that being said, people, rise above, and I love y'all.